One of the most exciting players in the NBA is Damian Lillard, the third-year point guard for the Portland Trailblazers, and he joins us here on Sports Byline. He was taken in the first round, sixth overall in the 2012 NBA draft, and he's averaging 21 points a game. He also is averaging 4.5 rebounds and 6 assists. And I've known Damian for a long time in that I used to watch him play high school basketball, and now he's one of the young stars in the NBA. You know, Damian, when you were growing up over in Oakland, I always had the sense that you had a passion for basketball that maybe other people did not have. It's one thing to go out and play on the blacktop, to play in high school and everything, but you seem to really have fun with the game and take it seriously. Am I correct in that observation?
Yeah, that's very correct. You know, I think I wouldn't say I had a passion that a lot of other people didn't have, but I think I did have a passion to do a lot of the things to make that passion for basketball go further. You know, I had more of that than a lot of other people, and that might be one of the reasons why I've been able to make it as far as I have today.
I think one of the other reasons, and correct me if you think I'm wrong about this, Damian, but I watched you play, and I always felt that you were a student of the game. You would break down the game. You would look for things that you could use to your advantage and things that you could practice on to get better. Am I correct there as well?
Definitely. You know, anytime you're doing anything, you want to try to perfect your craft. And the game of basketball is a game that you can't perfect. So the right thing to do is to be a student of the game and try to, you know, find different ways where you can improve. And I've definitely always been one of those players.
Why were you never given the type of respect, you know, growing up and playing basketball that others have gotten? I say that because you were not heavily recruited out of high school, out of Oakland Tech, and so you end up at Weber State. And that's always been the way it's been along the way. Why is that, do you think?
I actually don't know the answer to that. But, I mean, you know, I'm thankful for it. You know, I was taught to be thankful for that, for the struggle. And if it wasn't for me being overlooked and not getting the respect that I felt I deserved, then I probably wouldn't have worked as hard as I did and probably wouldn't have developed the chip on my shoulder that I've always had. So, you know, I'm thankful for those struggles.
Do you use that chip on your shoulder still today as a motivating factor?
I have to. I think, you know, when you get to the highest level of anything, you know, you got to realize what makes you who you are. And I think having that chip on my shoulder and you know, always remembering that I've been overlooked my whole life is what kind of lights a fire under me. So I got to just, you know, stick to that. You know, I think part of success is understanding what makes you who you are. And, you know, I understand that that's what makes me who I am, you know, just having that chip on my shoulder.
I've always wondered whether you reflected the fact that you didn't get recruited very much out of Oakland Tech, and so therefore you end up at Weber State, if that was not a benefit. Because if you had gone to a Kentucky or a Louisville or maybe a UCLA, yeah, bigger programs, but a lot of guys come in there, blue-chip players and everything. You had a chance to really grow and become a star on that team, and therefore I think that set a good foundation for you. Do you look back and say, hey, wait a minute, that wasn't a bad idea to go to Weber State?
I think going to Weber State definitely challenged me. You know, I think different situations fit people differently. You know, going to Weber State and having to develop and being overlooked and having to go above and beyond to get people's attention, you know, that was the route that was chosen for me, and that's what worked for me. And, you know, it worked out. You know, I don't think going to Kentucky and Kansas and North Carolina is for everybody. And I came to Weber State as a, you know, mid-major basketball player, and I developed into an NBA player. So, like I said, that was a situation that was for me. You know, I wouldn't say it's for everybody.
When you were at Oakland High and when you were young playing on the playgrounds over in Oakland in the East Bay, who were some of the people that kind of mentored you along the way?
A lot of the people, you know, Orlando Watkins, my coach at Oakland High, Raymond Young is someone who, you know, was like a father figure to me. I spent a lot of time with him in the gym, spent a lot of time with him just being coached up on life, you know, and you know, how to be successful as a person and as an athlete. Damon Jones was also played a similar role. Phillip Taylor, you know, people like that. Anthony Eggleton, I had a lot of people in my corner that, you know, steered me in the right direction as an athlete and as a person.
What was the best piece of advice you ever got, Damian?
Not to be outworked. You know, there's always somebody out there trying to take your spot. So, you know, make sure that you outwork people every chance you get and refuse to be outworked. And that's a mindset that I've always had, and it's always worked for me.
When I've talked to my friends who have gone from college football into the NFL and I've asked them what's the biggest change in stepping up to that level, they all tell me the same thing, the speed of the game. And I'm just wondering what you anticipated the NBA to be like and what it was similar to or different from what you were thought it was going to be.
I think so far it's been what I thought it would be. You know, the speed was something that I knew would change, and the size and everything like that. But I think the biggest thing is just people's knowledge of the game. You know, the game is just thought out a lot more at this level. You know, people know other teams' plays. They know tendencies and things like that. So I think it's, you know, just learning to think the game instead of just going out there depending on your ability to play it is what it takes to the next level. So, you know, that's probably one of the biggest differences that I've noticed.
One of the things that I admire about your game and how quickly you've adapted to the NBA is, I think you know as well as I do, the point guard position is probably one of the more complicated positions to play in pro basketball because it's not just dribbling and shooting and scoring, it's also distributing the basketball as well. How long did it take you to get comfortable with kind of being the trigger man on the offense for the Blazers?
It didn't take a long time. You know, because my teammates and the guys that I came in and played with, they made it easy for me. You know, they trusted me and they allowed me to make mistakes. And, you know, they weren't extra hard on me. You know, they let me come out there and just be myself. And it is tough because you got to know where everybody needs to be on the court. You got to make sure that you're doing everything to put other guys in position to be successful. Make sure you're staying aggressive yourself, you know, scoring baskets and making sure that you're managing the game well. And, you know, you're aware of who hasn't got a shot, you know, who's got hot and who's rolling, and, you know, how do I keep getting the ball to them and things like that. So it's kind of your job to make sure that everything goes the right way and that everybody's happy and that you're, you know, doing that and still being yourself. And that's the hard part about coming in and being a point guard in the league.
One of the things about you, Damian, is you're not afraid to take the shot that wins the game, and it kind of harkens back to something that Michael Jordan said to me one time when I asked him about that. He said, Ron, he said, when the game is on the line, I want to be the one to determine the outcome. If I succeed, I want the glory. If I fail, I'll take the blame. Not a lot of people are comfortable with that in life or even in basketball, Damian, as you know. What is it about you that likes to take the shot maybe that decides the game?
I think it's just, I don't think it's so much about the glory. I think I just believe that in those situations I can come through for the team. And like you said, I don't mind failing in those situations. If I'm not able to come through, I think I can deal with the fact that I missed a big shot or I couldn't get it done. You know, and I'm willing to put the weight of that on my shoulders and take the blame for, you know, not being able to finish a game for my team. You know, just like I'm willing to take the credit for it if I do. So, you know, I'm just not afraid of that. I think that starts with, you know, not being afraid to miss.
Let me ask you about one of your teammates, LaMarcus Aldridge, averaging better than 20 points a game as well. Tell me a little bit about his game and what you admire about it.
I think LaMarcus is the best power forward in the league. You know, he's capable of scoring from the block. He's one of the best mid-range shooters in the league, you know, especially with the rate that he shoots those shots at. He's tough, you know. He, you know, torn ligaments in his hand and his thumb, and he comes back and puts himself to the side for the sake of the team. And I think that says everything you need to know. You know, a team first player, our best player, and you know the impact that he has on our team is, you know, bigger than I could sit here and tell you.
You've made the All-Star team a couple of times now, and I'm just wondering, as you get around those players and play in that game and take a look at all the talent, you see them, of course, during the course of the season. What's the commonality that you and the other great players in this league have?
I think just wanting to win. You know, when it's time to win or lose, I think the greater players who have played in this league and have played in the league now, they want to win, and they're willing to do whatever they need to make that happen.
Do you still have fun playing the game as you did when you were just a kid?
Yeah. I mean, now it's a lot more things come with it. You know, it's a lot more things that, you know, with social network and, you know, so much more media and, you know, being up close and in the locker room and everything like that. So much more can be said about every little thing. But I think the game itself is still as fun to me.
Damian, I want to thank you. I remember talking to you as a rookie and how insightful it was, and it continues to be. And you're a great role model for young kids as well. Thank you for giving us some time. Let's stay in touch. Come back again on Sports Byline.
All right, no problem. Thanks.
Damian Lillard with us, third-year point guard out of Oakland High School, by the way, and then went to Weber State, and now with the Portland Trailblazers, averaging better than 21 points a game. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.